You're listening to the Uncool Designer podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help designers work smarter and not harder in their design businesses. Hello, welcome to the Uncool Designer podcast. I'm Anna Dower. Today, I'm going to be answering your questions. I have a pretty big Facebook group filled with designer bosses. If you want to join the group, head to Facebook and look up Designer Boss Ladies. There's about 4,000 designers in there from around the world, and I often put out a call out and ask you guys, designers, to ask me questions. And today I'm going to be answering those questions. So let's dive in. The first one is from Rebecca Hill. Rebecca asks, I'm curious about scaling, how to transition from income being dependent on how many jobs you bring in, which is constricted by the hours we can work. I know some of the what's, example, passive income, outsourcing, hiring a junior designer, but I think I'm curious more about the mental process. How do you decide which is smart to start with, and what do you need to have in place process-wise, financially-wise, experience-wise? Good question. So basically, when I started out, I was running my own business. I was basically just trading hours for dollars, basically working with clients one-on-one. Then as time went on, I realized there is a limit. There's a limit to the amount of time you can sit at your desk each week and do work. There's a limit as to how many clients you can actually take on at a time, which means that there is then a limit to the amount of income you make. That's where multiple income streams come into play. Fast forward now, I've been running my own business for 11 years. I now probably only spend 10 to 12 hours a week in front of my computer. I do not work with any clients one-on-one, and I make all of my money from e-courses and membership. Now, it's been a transition I made over a few years, but I decided that my idea of success was working as little but making as much money as I could. There's other ways to make money, and that is by like working like a mofo 7 days a week. But to me, my ideal of success was working the smallest amount and making the biggest amount of dollars. That way I could have true freedom and flexibility. And I did that by figuring out what I was truly passionate about, and that was helping my fellow designers. And the first thing you need to do is figure out what your zone of genius is. Basically, the thing that you could talk about for hours without prompt, without notes, and that's the thing that you should explore. I suggest starting small, perhaps having like a mini e-course or a short video series that you sell for like $79, $89 and testing the waters that way. Now, if you want to make more money from these passive income streams, you need to also focus on list building. This is where list building comes into play. You need to have an audience in order to sell what you're putting out there. There's no use spending a year creating an awesome e-course if at the end of the year you actually don't have a warm audience to sell it to. So if you want to make this transition, it's going to take time. And the things you really need to focus on are list building, and figuring out what your zone of genius is and how you can serve your audience. And like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. I think I made the transition over 2 years from being a designer full-time to then being a e-course entrepreneur full-time. And it takes a lot of list building. So that's my advice, Rebecca. Okay. Emma Douglas asks, how do I broaden my offerings? For example, add being a business consultant or a VA for socials while still offering your original design packages. Should there be a process to follow or just bam, throw it out there? Okay. Now, in all honesty, I feel like by adding these additional services, you're going to dilute your expertise and your niche. I would say stick to one thing that you do really well and specialize in. When you start adding in that, I'm a VA as well, and I'm a copywriter as well, it makes out that you're like a jack of all trades and a specialist of none. Instead of adding those extra services that aren't necessarily related to each other, I would start thinking about other streams of income. Perhaps it's like a low offer that's templates or, you know, an e-course like we were just talking about. Try really hard not to dilute your specialty. Okay, another question from Rachel Marie. She asks, how narrow does your niche need to be? She says she does illustrated portraits and mugs and also branding, and also was thinking about getting into event stationery. Must I narrow it down just to one? Now, I talk a lot about niching down. And if you've done my Niche Me Baby Challenge, you will know that your niche can be layered. So, Rachel, if you have a really specialized design illustration style, you can do all those things as long as they are all painted with the same brush, as long as they are all in the same style, because then your illustrative style is your niche, right? Other people have a niche that's just a specific product, like I only design digital magazines. And other people have a niche where it's like I only work with female health and wellness entrepreneurs. A niche can be layered, but whatever you choose, go all the way with it. So your niche can be layered with your style, who you work with, the kind of service you offer, and then finally, your values. So as long as you have a really clear style and people go, oh, I love that Rachel Marie style, I'm going to go to her for that. It's okay then if you offer it on portraits, mugs, and stationery because they're all painted with the same brush. However, if you do a different style for each one, it's going to dilute it. So make sure your niche is clear and layered. I hope that helps. Another question from Chris Wigman's Lake. Hey, Chris. She says, how do you organize your incomings and outgoings? How do you say no to the smaller jobs that you don't want to do, like local businesses that want to have you do little changes or signs? How do you go from small business design jobs locally to getting bigger design jobs? Easy. You charge more. Basically, have three packages. Create a price list and have three design packages in that price list. A basic package, a medium package, and then the large package, right? That way, it seems like loads of value, and your starting price is like over $1,000 for the basic package. Then you can say on your price list, once you have worked with me, with one of these design packages, it will unlock the vault of a la carte design services. And it's only then that they can come back to you with the smaller jobs. Only once they have worked with you to do the branding, the full package. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So you're not just having to work on random business cards, random, you know, flyers that you didn't do the logo for. So let people know the only way to work with you is by booking in one of those packages. And then once you've done one of those packages, you can continue working with me on all the little stuff. It also takes a lot of work with your mindset. Stop thinking locally. Start thinking globally. The internet has made the world a much smaller space now, and your audience net is much bigger than it used to be. So start thinking about how you communicate on your website. Start talking about how you work with clients all around the world, and make sure that you price yourself confidently based on value, not on time. One more question. This one's from Tina Hinspeter. Hey, Tina. Perhaps tips on staying organized, staying focused when working from home. Also, work-life balance. How to switch off the work brain. Well, the first thing you need to do is work out when you work best, right? For me, I work best in the morning. That's when I can just knock shit out and I'm motivated and focused. For you, it might be at nighttime. Whatever it is, figure out what time of day your brain works best. And then block out that time to do the work each day. And that means making sure your emails are turned off, making sure your phone's turned off, just so you have time to focus. Try to restrain yourself and only check emails twice a day. I think that's a big one to help stay focused. So check it in the morning, get what you need from it, turn it off, and then go do your work and then check it again in the afternoon. Because email can just like derail you really quickly. Another tip is to take emails off your phone. I remember back in the day when I was letting clients rule me, I would be out for lunch and I'd get an email and it would just like totally ruin my lunch and it would ruin me being out. So take it off your phone. You don't need it. And I think to stay organized, you just got to stay on top of things. Just like file it as soon as you get them. You know, just like keep on top of it. I know a lot of other designers like having like a second laptop next to them with Netflix playing while they're working. Like figure out what works for you and do that. But yeah, this is something that I don't necessarily have a solid answer for. It's something that you figure out along the way. I think it's really important to remember that you're the boss. Don't let your clients dictate to you your hours that you work and the amount you get paid. You have the power in all of this. And remember that. Have an autoresponder on your email all the time and make it clear what your hours are in your business. It's just all about boundaries, I think. And when you're first starting out in your business, you work a lot. Right? Like that's just how it goes. But as time goes on, you get smarter about the way you work. And I feel like it's something that you will find for yourself. But those are the tips that helped me in my business. So those are the answers to my questions. If you want to join my Facebook group, go to Facebook and look up Designer Boss Ladies. And I'll see you there. Maybe next time I can answer your question. Thanks for listening to the Uncool Designer podcast. Head to my website, annadower.com, to download free resources for graphic designer boss ladies.